This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Wednesday, Shell announced it is calling off plans for exploratory oil and gas drilling in Arctic waters off Alaska this year. Shell's future plans for the area are not clear. The company's new CEO, Ben Van Beurden, pointed to a recent federal appeals court ruling that cast doubt over the federal oil and gas lease sales in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas.
We are frustrated by the recent decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in what is a six-year-old lawsuit against the government. And the obstacles that were introduced by that decision simply make it impossible to justify the commitments of cost, equipment, and people that are needed to drill safely in Alaska this year. So we have to wait for the courts and the U.S. administration to resolve this legal issue. And given all of this, we will not drill in Alaska in 2014. And we are reviewing our options here.
The ruling came in a lawsuit filed by environmental groups and the native village of Point Hope over impacts of exploration. Shell's 2012 exploration efforts ran into problems, including a drilling rig that went adrift and grounded south of Kodiak. Van Beurden also said Shell's earnings were down 71% from a year ago. He said the company is investing in areas more certain to show a return, such as shale and deep water drilling. Late last year, ConocoPhillips, the other company that had plans to drill in the Chukchi this year, quietly shelved its plans as well. Legislation has been filed in Juneau to expand the Medicaid program in Alaska, despite a decision last year by Alaska Governor Sean Parnell to not expand the program. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, includes a provision that allows states to expand the eligibility for their Medicaid program. The cost of that expansion would be fully covered by the federal government for the first 3 years. Beyond that, the feds would pay 90%. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell decided back in November to turn down the expansion and the federal dollars. During a press conference, the governor suggested that those with incomes of up to 138% of the poverty level have access to health care in Alaska.
They do have access at least to primary care, to emergency rooms, to mental health, behavioral health treatment, substance abuse treatment.
Other reasons cited by the governor for not expanding Medicaid include his contention that the Affordable Care Act is a flawed piece of legislation, the future cost of the Medicaid program, and uncertainty about the federal government's ability to pay. It seems unlikely that the legislature would or could overrule the governor's decision, since he has the ability to veto any legislation that makes it through the legislative process. That, coupled with the fact that Republicans control both houses of the Alaska legislature, and most Republicans are opposed to the Affordable Care Act, makes it unlikely any legislation forcing an expansion of Medicaid would be successful. But Democrats in the Alaska House and Senate will try. They held a press conference Thursday. The prime sponsor of the legislation in the Senate is Senator Bill Walkowski from Anchorage. He says expanding Medicaid is the morally right thing to do. He also says it makes good economic sense.
Congress made a generous offer to the states when it agreed to pay 100% of the cost of expansion for the first 3 years and between 90 and 100% thereafter. When the governor declined to expand Medicaid, he said he didn't trust the federal government to uphold this promise. He said it was up to the legislature to take up this issue if we chose.
Walkowski says the expansion only makes sense if the federal government meets their funding commitments, and he confirms that the legislation introduced Thursday addresses that concern.
To that end, our bill authorizes expansion for only as long as the federal government pays at least 90% of the cost. We have a legislative legal opinion that says we can do this. This is a simple fix to a legitimate concern. Instead of using this concern to deny medical care to tens of thousands of Alaskans, we are working around it.
It's estimated that the expansion of the Medicaid program would result in medical coverage for about 40,000 Alaskans who don't have any form of health insurance and often end up in emergency rooms seeking care they can't pay for. The issue of expanding Medicaid was brought up in Thursday's weekly press conference of the House Majority Organization. Republican Representative Mia Costello from Anchorage did not seem inclined to support the bill.
The question I have is it a long-term solution if we bring more people on and then in 3 years have to turn off the tap? Is there a better way to address the concerns of Alaskans?
So far, no Republicans have signed on as co-sponsors of the Medicaid expansion legislation. Identical bills have been filed for consideration in both the Alaska House and Senate. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.